Issa Burke, Molly Obomsawin, and Eleanor Buckland all worked together, and like many people, they pivoted to remote work last year when the pandemic arrived.
It was a lot of sending files back and forth and FaceTime calls.
We all had to sort of relocate and move out of the cities that we lived in during the pandemic, and I had just moved out of New York City.
I'm no longer in Nashville, for the record.
We would send each other like our thoughts on what the others had written, but we also had some kind of regularly scheduled calls to like check in and talk about different songs that we were working on.
That's right. The work that Issa, Molly, and Eleanor happened to do together is a band, a folk trio called Lula Wilds.
And we could talk on the phone all night. Maybe we could get it right.
Eventually, they did form a quarantine pod, and for a few weeks last summer, they moved into a farmhouse-turned-studio in rural Maine. That's where they all grew up. They brought their Google Docs and their voice memos, and they made an album.
It was a strange way to make a record, but I think it yielded some really cool stuff that we might not have thought of.
The record is called Shame and Sedition. Like all their work, it draws from a long tradition of folk music as protest. And as it turned out, when they gathered at that farmhouse last June, there was a lot for them to sing about.
I think a lot of this record was made from a confrontational, uncomfortable space in which transformation was happening. There's so many elements of that that I think you have to kind of really do some excavating within yourself before you can try to create change out in the world.
Everybody wants to be connected to something bigger. All in all, they want their paradise to grow to such a figure.
Do you want to jump in, Molly?
Yeah, I was just going to say also in the particular time period when we were recording, we recorded, you know, over the weekend of Juneteenth and, you know, the week surrounding that. And obviously at that point, George Floyd had been murdered and the Black Lives Matter uprisings and protests were like in full swing throughout the summer, you know, even before, I guess, the actions of the summer and the spring, we were really in that space of trying to confront within ourselves what our blind spots are and what privileges we all hold respectively.
So point me toward a song where we hear this playing out.
Could we talk about television for a moment?
Yeah.
This is Eleanor speaking, and I had a very chaotic document of kind of some scrambled lyrics. And so we wrote the song over the weekend, and it was recorded by Wednesday, and it was this really intense experience of creating that.
The riveting show, they're fighting.
I'm struck by a couple things. One very specific line and a very not scrambled lyric: who points the camera, who points the gun?
I think that often the media does a lot of curating of what exactly is seen and how things are presented, and I really wanted to talk about that in an explicit way. You know, during those the BLM uprisings and everything, we saw the phone recordings, right, of people taking it into their own hands to try to document injustices that are happening. And then the media came back a lot of times with, you know, explicit footage of cops kneeling and, you know, cops hugging protesters and all this stuff. And I think it's the marriage of the media and law enforcement.
The very first song on this album, In Dreams, I read that it was inspired by James Baldwin.
How am I supposed to know what to do with it, what to say, what to play up or play down? Ooh, freedom.
So this is Molly speaking. I wrote that song the song was really inspired by actually going down the YouTube rabbit hole of watching a lot of James Baldwin's speeches. I think I said this in a quote, so I don't mean to quote myself, but I think I just said it the right way that time, that he had such an incredible way of expressing profane realities, right? And I feel, as an Indigenous woman, an Abenaki woman, I experience a lot of profane realities and cognitive dissonances.
Molly, you are Native American. The other two of you are white. And I raise that because you're writing and singing about, you know, race and protests to do with race and this whole national reckoning that's been underway. And I wonder how each of you thought about your road to engaging in that national conversation. Like, how do you find a toehold in?
This is Eleanor speaking, and I'm so glad you asked that question. And I think definitely a big part of this record, this idea of being in the space of discomfort, of growing and really looking at oneself. And yeah, as you say, I'm white and Issa is white, and we both have really wanted to not take up the microphone and space of telling stories that aren't our own, but trying to support and uplift those stories. And, you know, as a band, that's really important to us.